Welcome to Warsaw and to SGH, Warsaw School of Economics. We are thrilled to host you for IE Venture Day Poland today. Juan José Güemes.
Yes.
Your career path is fascinating. Today you are the president of the International Center for Entrepreneurial Management, but you spent 17 successful years in the public sector in Spain.
Too long, I would say.
You hold really high positions. You were a ministry of tourism, and after that you've decided to pivot to academia and entrepreneurship. What sparked that transition?
Actually, it was a very personal decision. So my wife at the time, today my former wife, but we are still really good friends and proud parents of three children, international politics as a senator of the Kingdom of Spain. So we realized that doing politics in the same family were too many. So I decided to, one of us had to step out, and I did. Andrea deserved an opportunity, and by the way, she's much more talented than me for politics, at least for politics. But you know what? It's something that I have never regretted. It turned out to be one of the best decisions of my life. I learned in my time in academia that you can really have a huge impact through education, through supporting entrepreneurs to create their own companies, trying to foster innovation, and that actually, you know, most of the things in the world are moved not by governments, not by policy making. I mean, I know that they're always on the news, and they make the news, actually, and they manage the budget coming out from our taxes. But a real impact, lasting impact, permanent impact in societies comes mainly from education and entrepreneurship and innovation.
I also share this perspective. I'm aware that when you hold the public office, you have some power and you feel like controlling things, but working as a teacher is very rewarding. You feel like, you know, sowing a seed somewhere which will grow with something that's sometimes beyond our control.
Absolutely. I mean, many times you don't even notice, but we all remember a teacher in high school or a professor in university who completely changed our life. We are what we are because, you know, everything we have been taught, you know, and all people who has helped us since many, many years ago.
It doesn't matter if we're speaking about Poland or Spain. Usually people, when they think about government, they associate that with bureaucracy. When we speak about startups, it's quite contrary. You would say this is very agile, extremely agile environment. During your time in public office, you were known for driving innovation and entrepreneurial thinking. Is there a secret to connect these words somehow between the navigating a government and building a startup?
Actually, it is more similar than people usually think. You know, leading anything in any context, you know, the kind of leadership that deserves that name, that deserves being called leadership, is about taking decisions with imperfect information. In government as well as in the board of directors of startups, you never have perfect information. You always have imperfect choices. And with that restriction in mind and being aware of that, actually you realize that what mattered the most is actually framing the right questions at the right time instead of pretending, you know, or aiming to have always, you know, the perfect answers to everything. And I've experienced that in management, in startups, and of course in government. Back in the year 2000, when I was the Secretary General for Tourism of Spain, right after the dot-com bubble, me and my team had to take a very bold and decision, which was, if moving most of our promotion efforts to the digital era, which was, I mean, obvious for some of us, you know, but not for everybody, obviously. You know, internet was something really new. We created the first portal to promote tourism internationally, not in Spain, but I would say that the first agency specialized in promoting tourism abroad, which turned most of its promotional efforts to internet, and it succeeded, and it still works amazingly. In my late stage in politics, I had the privilege and the challenge as well to open 8 public hospitals, which today still serve 2 million people, which contribute not only to the healthcare, but also research and teaching in the region of Madrid. It was all about, you know, trying to find a way of making things happen, because resources are not unlimited in government, as well as they are not unlimited in startups. And I see many of the traits of leaders in startups, in government leaders, and I have experienced myself very similar situations in which you just, you know, need to make things happen and address problems, and understanding the problems in deep and coming out with innovative solutions, because otherwise you couldn't simply advance. So government and big corporations and entrepreneurship leadership have many similarities.
I also agree that sometimes it's really easy to downplay the role of the government, because sometimes we focus on the bureaucracy. But when you think about startups, especially in Poland, actually public institutions play an influential role in the ecosystem. Probably you know a lot about Polish startup ecosystem already, but let me just mention that it has this incredible momentum recently, driven by this mega round, something which we call the investment in startups like 11 Labs or EyesEye. The data is quite, I would say, sweet and sour, because at the seed level, we can see that the public capital is still really important. When speaking about Polish ecosystem, we're discussing the politics and the way to move from the market where the public money, public funds play important role, to self-sustaining, privately driven VC market. How would you compare the situation to Spain? Have you encountered similar problems? How does it work in Spain?
Building a venture capital industry, which is a necessary condition to really build a vibrant startup ecosystem, is something that doesn't happen overnight. In Silicon Valley, it grew organically with super successful founders who became entrepreneurs and investors, who managed to attract talent from adjacent industries such as investment banking and private equity and capital accumulation and the knowledge and the know-how of investing in successful startups. In Israel, for example, they did something quite innovative at the time, which was the Yozma program, a public-private partnership to invest as LPs in private VCs.
Yeah, we have something similar in Poland. We copied some solutions.
Well, in Spain as well, you know, but they came out with this idea which helped Israel to develop not only accumulating capital, because there may be a misunderstanding. I mean, when building a sophisticated venture capital industry, you of course need capital, okay? But you need to attract talent, to develop talent, to build the expertise, to invest, especially in early stage startups. And this is what they did, you know, supporting private VCs and attracting international capital, to co-invest with international capital in developing, in fostering the development of the Israeli startup ecosystem. And many countries, such as Spain and Poland, of course, and the European Union is a case through the European Investment Fund, has emulated what Israel did, and quite successfully in many countries, such as Spain and Poland. In Spain, it was a tipping point. I mean, when these kind of public-private partnerships were launched more than a decade ago, it helped to develop the local venture capital industry, to attract international funds to establish in Spain and to get to know the startup ecosystem and to invest and to attract other international investors to co-invest with them. And today we have a quite sophisticated and important venture capital industry. I wish it was, you know, much bigger, obviously, and when we compare ourselves in terms of venture capital investment per capita with countries such as the United States or Israel, we all lag behind. The situation is completely different to the one just 13 or 14 years ago. I mean, 15 years ago, when we started all with the South Summit, a big event in Madrid, open to startups coming from all over the world, early stage investors in Spain could fit in a taxi. Simply that, you know, and the investment was maybe 100 millions per year. And now it is about 5 billion per year, 6 billion per year, you know, depending on the economic situation. But it has changed dramatically over the years. And I think that it is going to be much bigger, much more important in the coming future.
It was about 1 billion in Poland last year, but mostly accounted by this mega rounds. So that's we discussing inside the ecosystem.
Well, at least you can claim that you have mega rounds.
Yeah.
Most countries have developed a BC industry, which is enough to invest in seed capital rounds A, B. But the mega rounds actually, you know, usually happen in London, in New York, in Silicon Valley.
These are global money, of course.
And it's fine. It's fine. I mean, there are very few places, and there will be very few places where you have a venture capital industry big and sophisticated enough to cover these mega rounds, which is something, by the way, achievable only by a limited number of startups worldwide.
Yeah, our idea in here is that we would like to make it more visible, to create this wheel, flywheel effect. When you get first more visible, successful founders, they attract talents, they make them think, okay, maybe I could also do it. Maybe I could, you know, also build my own idea and think about something innovative. And on the other hand, you get them investing because after exits, usually they have quite a lot of money they can use as business angels. Also, sometimes they come back to the local market as founders of next projects. So I know you have probably observed this phenomena in Spain. There is something called 20 Mafia, I believe. And also you have Glovo and founders and early investors and workers in Glovo, which now play this role in the ecosystem. So based on your experience mapping these ecosystems at EE, do you think this is something which could play this important role to build the ecosystem?
Absolutely. There is nothing more powerful than the example and the inspiration of others who have created something big, you know, such as the cases you have just mentioned. And eventually these founders, when they exit, or talented people working for these companies become entrepreneurs themselves, invest in other companies, mentor other companies, help other companies to succeed, to have access to international capital, to grow their international network, you know, to have a chance to jump to globally to other geographies, and it's super important. And it happens, and I think that Poland, as well as Spain, have all the ingredients, the talent, the cases, you know, the success stories of many entrepreneurs, the investors, and when talent, capital, and ideas compound, I mean, at the end, you build a vibrant startup ecosystem. When we founded at the end of the financial crisis back in 2010, we founded South Summit, you know, to give the stage to entrepreneurs, not only from Spain, but from Spain as well, because, I mean, the only news you could learn about Spain, where, you know, the saving banks went to bankruptcy, the big corporations failing. So we felt that it was time to give the state something that was hidden, something which was very far away from the public conversation, but was a reality in Spain. A lot of innovators and and entrepreneurs creating new things and building the basis of what we may call the Spanish economy today, which had contributed to job creation and innovation in Spain for the last 15 years. The first edition, I remember that we invited some friends from Silicon Valley, early stage investors, Jeff Clavier, Ali Partobi, who was spending a sabbatic year in Madrid, and some other friends from London and from other European countries. And well, they attended the invitation because, you know what, I mean, it's very hard to refuse an invitation late in the spring to Madrid, you know, with good friends, with nice food, you know, gathering, yeah, music. But you know what? They came back to the second edition and to the following editions, and they came back with their teams. And the next visits were not just for friendship, even though they are always super welcome, you know, and we try to have the best hospitality possible, but because they wanted to do business. And they began to invest in Spanish startups and to co-invest with local investors and to attract other international investors. And since then, the ecosystem has evolved dramatically. And today, I wouldn't say that we may compare, obviously, with Silicon Valley or with London, but we are a quite mature and sophisticated startup ecosystem with investors, talent, and with amazing perspectives. And Poland is in a stage in which it may scale up super fast because it has also the ingredients. It has the talent, obviously, amazing engineering talent, the entrepreneurial mindset, university supporting entrepreneurs, public funds also devoted to try to grow and to strengthen the venture capital industry, and in partnership with the private sector, and success stories that are going to inspire, for sure, a new generation of entrepreneurs. And innovation is a must to build a sound economy. Poland is aware of that. The public sector is aware of that. The private sector, big corporations, universities. I mean, there's plenty of talent. So it is happening. I won't say it will happen. It is happening already.
It's happening.
And you can see it. Yeah,
and the universities play a really important role. We have discussed before, right? The programs that you have at your university, the programs that we have here in SGH. And tonight, our university becomes the epicenter of this Polish innovation with your EA Venture Day. And of course, you are responsible, you know, to keep the initiative going. But also today, you'll be playing a different role. You'll be sitting on the jury.
Yes.
Evaluating, you know, the startups, the tech-driven
difficult
startups.
Job.
Yeah.
Tough job, yes.
How you can, you know, find people which have this, I don't know, X factor, something. What makes them stand out for you?
What I look for is, a good fit, you know, between the founders and the team and the project. That is super important. But what I expect when I'm listening to the pitches is clarity and evidence. Clarity supported by evidence. You know, I expect the founders to have a super clear idea of what problem they are addressing, a real problem, and very sure about their value proposition. And an evidence, you know, some kind of evidence that it may work. It may not be revenues, because in super early stage startups, such as some of the ones pitching tonight, you cannot ask for evidence based on revenues, but, you know, some kind of response collected, you know, opinions, a product that is beginning to work. Yes, I mean, and the whole feeling you can get, you know, from the pitch and the vibe they transmit is super important as well.
Yeah, okay. So as I understand, the project should be creative, of course, but that's not enough. It should be somehow grounded to the market.
Grounded, yeah.
Yeah, we need early stage evidence. Sometimes it's about, I don't know, interviews, gathering the data and so on. This is one of the initiatives that you have in EA Madrid. To bridge the ecosystems. How Polish entrepreneurs, the startups from here, because there are probably a lot of people who ask themselves this question. What can they do to start thinking about, you know, Spanish, being part of Spanish ecosystem, Madrid ecosystem as well?
Spanish ecosystem and global ecosystem, actually, because, I mean, if you think about IE, it is true. IE University was born in Spain more than a half a century ago, but today IE is a system of universities with a beautiful university based in New York, IE NYC. We have a center for leadership and innovation in Middle East based in Riyadh, and 28 offices all over the world. We have South Summit. We have an edition which brings together entrepreneurs, corporations, and early stage investors in Madrid every year. But we also, in a few weeks, we will have the fifth edition of South Summit Porto Alegre in Brazil, which is one of the most vibrant Latin American startup ecosystems. Just a few months ago, early in October, we had Seoul in mm-hmm. South Korea. And we come from having venture days in New York, in IENYC campus and in October as well. And then Santiago de Chile in Chile, and Cordoba in Argentina. Last week in Berlin, today in Poland, next week in Paris.
Okay.
Again, Porto Alegre, and many more destinations. So actually for us, we are a system of universities with students from 160 different countries. For us, Venture Days is a way of giving back to the countries where most talented students come from, but also to build connections, to build network. And our perspective on this is that the startups usually need to scale globally. It is not about geography as a destination, but about connections and building international networks, as we do in the university. And so we provide the floor to entrepreneurs, the Polish entrepreneurs as well, to be connected to the Spanish startup ecosystem, but not only Spain, but all over the world.
Yeah, so as I understand, today you also invite the best project to the Self Summit to meet other.
Yes. Yes.
Also, we have the Civica network where we cooperate. There are many initiatives.
Civica, we have an institutional friendship, but also academic and research cooperation, and we are very happy to be here tonight. We are super happy of this fruitful collaboration with many universities who share the similar values and perspectives and a way to looking at the world and what's happening. And I'm sure that this venture day that we'll have tonight is going to be one more example of what are the outcomes of this beautiful collaboration.
Yeah. I hope this is the first one, and we will get the pleasure, you know, to...
Of course.
To host you.
We never have a venture day yet. Once. For us, it's a way of building a strong connection with an ecosystem, as Poland tonight, but this is the first step. This is only the beginning of a fruitful relationship and opening the IE network to Polish entrepreneurs as well.
This is all I have prepared. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you very much. That was
Thank
a pleasure.
You very much. Thank you very much for the privilege.